At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with the NCBA President, Mr. Scott George. And Scott, tell us a little bit about how things have been going here.
Well, things are going well so far. We have a good engagement. People are here. This is a business session, basically, this convention here, this meeting. And everybody's really working hard and trying to find solutions to some of the problems and trying to see what kind of threats are out there in the future that we need to be preparing ourselves for. A lot of discussion about Farm Bill and trying to finally complete that. And we're somewhere in the area of getting a home run or finally getting to on base with that one. So it seems to be a good attitude. We've seen some more optimism in the industry. Prices are moderating on corn prices, and so the feeders are a little more encouraged. They haven't actually made the corner yet to where they're back being more profitable. But we seem to see some better weather patterns in some areas of the country, and so there's a little more optimism. So all those things are good, and there's also a great demand for our products.
Yeah. So if you look at the challenges and things that NCBA is working on for its members, of course, we got the Farm Bill, but just any other, you know, top-of-mind ones that are really you're working hard at right now?
Yeah, we're working on the immigration and border security. That was one of the top priorities that our members set for us this year. We're grateful that the Senate is keeping that discussion alive. We believe that our producers really should be secure on the border. And that's our number one priority on that particular topic. The border needs to be secure. But then there's another part of it, too, and that is that we need a viable worker program so people can come in legally and work and do what they need to do, not just the short term. In some cases, we have operations that need longer term operators or workers, and we need them to be able to come and work for a period of, say, up to 3 years before they do their touchback. But we need that legal worker program as well. And so we've been working hard on that issue in Washington.
Well, good luck on these things. Thank you for visiting with me, Scott George, here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.